Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, the Crown Court of Rona Murphy has said she'll strongly resist an opposition motion of no confidence. She issued a statement last night saying she has loyally, scrupulously and impartially adhered to my solemn undertakings made to the House and through the House to the Irish people. The government has pledged to back her. So where does it all go from here? Well, Jack Horgan-Jones, political correspondent with the Irish Times, is with us now. So, Jack, the business committee meets this morning to consider the business for the upcoming week. The decisions reached there at that committee meeting, could that prompt more upheaval, or what's likely to happen?
Well, I don't think we'll have to wait for the upheaval, but it will be likely to take place behind closed doors, as the business committee is a private meeting, doesn't get broadcast in public. But the reason why there's likely to be a conflict at the business committee today is because there is this outstanding question that the opposition have floated around the validity of the decisions taken in the Dáil on Tuesday, which basically breaks down, it's a little technical, but it breaks down in two or three different ways. They're saying that there should have been a vote taken on the order of business. They're objecting to the fact that one of the slots, questions on prompt legislation, was junked. And they're also raising question over what exactly was voted on. Was it the government motion, or was there an amendment taken or not? But basically, the sum total of this means that there is a question over the validity of procedures on Wednesday. And those procedures change the standing orders which organise the business of the Dáil, and the business committee, which is meeting this morning, is supposed to organise the business of the Dáil for next week under those standing orders. So I think there's going to be a ruck at that business committee over exactly whether those new standing orders are in place, which obviously entail the allocation of that new slot, that controversial slot, for other members, or whether they're operating under the old standing order. So we're not going to have to wait for long for this to kick off again.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that clarified, though, by the clerk of the Dáil in that statement last night, where a vote would have been held if Votal had have been called out, which it wasn't, and then everybody's saying, well, you couldn't hear what was being said anyway. But that report around the proceedings, does that not settle it, no?
Well, it does from the perspective of the Oireachtas, but it didn't take long after that was released last night, along with that statement from Rona Murphy, where she rejected the allegations that she had acted in a partial way, for Sinn Féin to come out and essentially query the reasoning underpinning the report from the Clerk of the Dáil. And that's a position which was reiterated again by Mary Lou McDonald on Morning Ireland this morning. So in this, as in so many other facets of this row, there's a gulf between the respective camps, which doesn't seem to be bridgeable and only leads in one direction, which is to further conflict.
OK, so then things move swiftly then onto the vote of confidence in the Crown Corla next week. Isn't that right? That's where we get to.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, when it started circulating on Monday night and Tuesday night that she could face a motion of no confidence, there was a school of thought that just the very fact that that would be floated would be enough for her to form the view that she had lost the confidence of a substantial portion of the House and therefore resign. That has been firmly put to bed by her statement last night and the backing that she's been given by the government parties. So she's not going anywhere. It's a repudiation in some ways of the convention in this arena, but the government and Rona Murphy's charge, I suppose, is that the opposition were the first to depart from convention with the manner in which they've obstructed the procedures of the Dáil, or just the business of the Dáil. So we will go to that vote. It looks like next Tuesday the government has signalled that it's going to replace the motion no confidence with a confidence motion, and they have the numbers to win it. So it's something of a foregone conclusion, but I suppose the open question thereafter is, how do you proceed to discharge the business of the Dáil when you have the stated view of significant segments of the opposition being that they don't have confidence in the Crown Corla? And how will this manifest itself perhaps in further episodes of disruption, which Rona Murphy will be asked to control as we move through this Dáil term?
So this is all very much new ground when we get to the part once the vote of confidence has happened, and if, as expected, the government win that. Rona Murphy has said she's going to continue on in the role, but how will that work in practice? That's the question, isn't it?
Absolutely, and no one really has a satisfactory answer to that. I mean, I don't think we should prepare ourselves for the Dáil being disrupted at every hand's turn, that, you know, the Dáil won't be able to do a single day's business. But we shouldn't forget that the opposition has developed a weapon now, for want of a better word, which they can use and they're willing to use, the weapon of disruption. So I suppose the question is, how often will they deploy it and under what circumstances? Where can they make a justifiable case for it to be used? Because I also suspect that the patience of voters and the electorate for such scenes of disruption is unlikely to be unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Just, it's interesting to look at how important the appointment of Verona Murphy is in the context of the coalition deal. Let's say it were to get to the point where Verona Murphy had to step aside. How disruptive, Jack, do you think that is to that deal?
I mean, again, it's hard to say because it's in the space of deal making, which is in, as we've all come to learn, it's a bit of a grey area. Some things are implicit, some things are explicit, some things are written down, some things are merely understood. But you're right to say that the backing of the government parties for Verona Murphy's candidature was one of the kind of foundation rocks upon which the arrangement whereby the independents convened around Michael Lowry subscribed to support the government was built. So if she's forced to step down, although I don't think that's likely or probable at the moment, you know, the exact circumstances around that, the support of the government parties, all that will come into play. But I think it doesn't arise for the time being. I think that, you know, talking to government backbenchers last night, they were pretty resolute. There was definitely a thread of frustration, particularly with Michael Lowry and the two-finger gesture on Tuesday evening. But there was also a clear note of resolve that they wouldn't be cowed, that they wouldn't be intimidated by the tactics of the opposition, and they're willing to meet them head on. And that speaks to, you know, perhaps a wider and more lasting change in the atmosphere and the culture, certainly of this Dáil. You know, that there is a seam of bitterness and division between opposition and government in the last few weeks over this matter that goes way beyond what you'd normally expect in the political cut and thrust between those two parties.
So really it's the aftermath of the vote of confidence. That's where we'll need to watch out for, and how Verona Murphy can continue in that role if the disruption continues on the other side.
Yeah, she's had two instances of this disruption so far. On the 22nd of January, the abortive attempt to elect Micheál Martin as Taoiseach obviously was in some ways more spontaneous, although I don't think totally spontaneous. And, you know, she struggled, I think, on that day, as I think most people in that position would do. I think there was a different kind of tactic on display earlier on this week where she seemed to be kind of letting them, the opposition that is, shout themselves out to an extent. I'm not sure the degree to which that was successful because they seemed to be able to tap a deep reservoir of shouting. But, you know, there are tools available to her. She didn't suspend the House as frequently this week as she did in January. There was just one suspension. I think, if memory serves, there was four back in January. Nobody has been suspended from the House for unruly or disruptive behaviour just yet. But, like the phrase is well worn already in relation to this controversy. We are in uncharted waters, so it's kind of difficult to say with any degree of certainty exactly how this is going to play out.
All right, well, we'll have to wait and see. Jack, thank you very much. Jack Horgan-Jones there from the Irish Times.